As part of Governor Tomlin's State of the State address, he handed his proposed budget for fiscal year 2015 to House Speaker Tim Miley and Senate President Jeff Kessler. However, as House Finance Chair Brett Boggs explains, they weren't the only ones to receive the plan that night.
What most people don't know is the governor's staff is delivering behind the scenes, they're delivering copies of that executive budget to both the House and the Senate. While the speech was going on last night, we had our House finance staff, and I'm sure the same was going on in the Senate, start to dissect and tear apart the budget just to see all the details.
With the challenges of a tight budget year ahead, the first goal was immediately understood because, as always, it's mandatory.
It's certainly going to be difficult, but constitutionally we have no choice. We will balance the budget.
The staff worked throughout the night until the committee's budget meeting with Cabinet Secretary of the Department of Revenue, Bob Kiss, and Deputy Secretary Mark Muchow. The two explained the governor's reasoning behind the proposal and answered delegates' questions ranging from coal export projections to a potential increase of the tobacco tax and questions of the proposal's semantics in regard to the necessary legislation.
I have some areas of questions. Obviously, the budget's going to require several pieces, as presented by the governor, will require several pieces of legislation to be passed. Should one of those falter, then you have to find out where you're going to make corresponding cuts in order to balance the budget.
One such piece of legislation presented by the governor involves a law passed last year that interrupts the transfer of money from general revenue to the Port Authority. The new proposed legislation would continue that interruption for 2 years. The challenge of a balanced budget, however, is a daunting one, but in Boggs' mind, it is one that can be overcome.
I'm cautiously optimistic, but we will get there.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.